Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We will work together and continue to work together to address these issues, to tackle these challenges, and to work together as we continue to work operating from the new norms, rules, and agreements that we will convene to work together on.
Why didn't you just read the book?
Well, as I say, the pink eye made my vision.
Every Kamala Harris speech as sounding like someone delivering a book report on a book they quite clearly haven't read.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Who would have ever suspected that a creature like Donald Trump would become president of the United States?
Science couldn't explain it. A throwback to a creature that had existed 100 million years ago. Immensely strong and destructive.
The creature!
Do you miss me yet?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
The creature. Double feature. 844-500-4242. A former Arizona high school counselor who previously helped students organize a drag show was arrested and accused of having sex with a 15-year-old girl, according to
I'm police. shocked.
Zobella Brazil Vinick, 29, and a 15-year-old student at the Tucson High School, had an inappropriate relationship, allegedly, according to cops. They're saying that Zobella majored in peace and justice studies with a major in Latinx studies at Tufts University.
Latinx, not Latinx.
I'm from Somerville and it's near Tufts, and in my part of the Tufts
sounds more
campus,
like a slur when you say it. Hey, you Latinx over there.
Latinx, L-A-T-I-N-X. Phonetically, it is Latinx. She's a jumbo. Zobella Brazil Vinick, who's now under arrest, was a jumbo. There's always a Massachusetts connection. While in college, she, quote, co-organized a campaign to make Tufts University accessible for illegal alien students. And now she's been arrested for having sex with a 15-year-old girl. Was she? Is this called grooming? And she, by the way, she organized the drag show. She organized the first ever student drag show at Tucson High Magnet School that was scheduled for May 7th. In a related development.
Guilty or not guilty, by the way?
I would say real guilty, but I don't go for the purple here. You know, I guess it's a turn on for some people, but not for me. What do you say? Have you seen her?
Very guilty. Looks like she's got like a 5 o'clock shadow too.
How dare you?
In a related development, a Florida teacher claims she was fired for discussing her pansexual status with middle school students whom she then asked to draw pictures representing their own sexual orientations. This was in Cape Coral. An art instructor named Casey Scott. A discussion happened in class, and because of that, now I'm fired. Scott, who is married to a man, was Casey a male or is Casey, I assume, is a female, but I don't know.
How do you spell Casey?
Like Casey.
Oh, wait, I got it here.
Okay.
Yeah. Appears to be female.
Female. But she's pants. I've never
heard of hair the color of Jen Psaki.
But she doesn't have purple hair like Zobella, like Brazil Zobella.
No.
Okay.
Purple eyeshadow.
What does pansexual mean, by the way?
You're attracted to anything.
But isn't that bisexual?
No.
What's bisexual means male or female?
Correct.
Right?
That's only two genders. You're forgetting the other 85.
Is it up to 85 now? Okay.
87, I believe.
It's great. Is there a box at the bottom of CNN to however how many
there should
genders
be?
There should be a
continuing ticker. Yeah.
Like they used to have for COVID deaths until Brandon became president. All right. Time now for the chump line.
course Joe Biden can't read minds. He can barely read a teleprompter.
Yeah. That was an easy line for many internet wags as soon as he said it.
Hey, Howie. Elizabeth Warren here. I'm going to go get me some baby formula.
Good luck. I hope you have better luck than I had this weekend. I went to a couple of places. I went to one place and I thought I'd found it for my daughter, but then she said it has to be this kind of thing called Pro, and they didn't say Pro on it. So then I went to a CVS and I found a little card that said, take this card to the checkout counter and they'll sell you some. So I took the card to the checkout counter and guess what they said?
Sorry, we're out. Take the cards down. Come on.
I know, exactly.
It's really sad, though. I mean, there's Facebook groups now of down where I am, they have a South Coast Formula Finder group, and they'll just post where they've seen formula to help out the other moms.
Yeah, I think this is a really big problem, and because the young mothers, I would say not all of them are pro-Biden, but I'd say they would be a higher pro-Brandon leaning group than many other demographic groups in the country. But no more. No more. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by the Tap City Grill on Main Street in Hyannis, Mass. In addition to great food, they have an incredibly diverse selection of both draft and bottled beers, many brewed right here in New England. The Tap City Grill is located at 586 Main Street in downtown Hyannis on beautiful Cape Cod. Check them out at Tap City Grill. That's grill with an E, tapcitygrill.com.
Ironically, the boob in chief, Brandon, has a solution to the instant formula crisis. More prescription jugs.
That's pretty good. I'd forgotten about prescription jugs.
One day we're going to look back and say, these were the good old days when gas was only $4.50 a gallon.
You know when the good old days are going to be? Tomorrow. Because tomorrow it's going to be $4.53 a gallon.
Prescription jugs.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're having a problem finding baby formula, we're going to make these new this new solution, this new alternative possible. And we call
prescription
it
jugs.
Thank you.
Prescription jugs.
Again,
Kamala Harris.
He has been working on this. He said he's been working on this for a year. So he's been talking about prescription jugs ever since he entered office.
If you want to benefit a family, reduce the cost of the prescription jugs they have to pay.
Yeah. Even police thieves need prescription jugs.
Kamala Harris wants to work together. That's got to be news to her staff.
Did somebody write that as a gag, do you think? Was that like left over from April Fool's Day? Someone said she said it six times, but I think she just said work six times. She said work together five times.
Ira Mayor, I'm not a big fan of Joe Biden's climate security guard there, John Kerry. In all the years we served together in the Senate, he never once picked up the tab. In fact, what's the difference between John Kerry and a canoe? A canoe tips.
I don't know if they still have these sites, but they used to have, you know, bitter, angry waitress sites. Because, you know, the place, since the restaurants were out of business for a while, maybe the sites are gone now too. But one of the largest pages on the Angry Waitress website was about John Kerry and what a bad tipper he was.
Hunter is so smart, he made his own baby formula using Parmesan cheese and skim milk.
You know, I think they used to cut drugs with baby formula, but now fentanyl is so cheap, God forbid they should be cutting the baby formula. I think fentanyl is more plentiful in the United States under Brandon than baby formula. That's how bad it is.
Gas is so high, my mailman's working from home, and he just reads me my bills.
Don't give him any ideas.
inflation so bad that when I went to McDonald's today, they asked me, can you afford fries with that?
Yeah, I said yesterday, there's a meme going around. I mentioned it on Friday that the McDonald's now has a quarter ouncer instead of a quarter pounder.
Perhaps Brandon the Uniter can again brag about the old days of grabbing lunch with real segregationists when he visits Buffalo tomorrow.
Yeah, will that be appropriate for his? He's going to. I know he's going to talk about domestic terrorists. That's going to be the word, domestic terrorists. He's not going to mention that this punk killer, who should be put to death, says that he's a left wing authoritarian. That's how he describes himself.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. As you probably know, Jen Psaki's leaving the White House to take the lead role of Annie on NBC Blue. After talking to my Senate colleagues, Lyndon Johnson and Bobby Kennedy last week, I'm pleased to announce my new press secretary is Pierre Salinger. Not a joke.
Pierre Salinger. He was briefly the U.S. Senator from California until he was taken out by George Murphy, the actor and tap dancer and star of a spy movie that was set in Boston.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. Biden administration points fingers. There's another standing headline, points fingers. Today's chump line the number is, if you want to call the chump line, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second chump line in the evening, we post a second one of all new messages that didn't make the chump line just now. It's called Chopped Chumps. You can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts around 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today's chump line was sponsored by the Tap City Grill on Main Street in Hyannis, Massachusetts. In addition to great food, they have an incredibly diverse selection of both draft and bottled beers, many brewed right here in New England. The Tap City Grill is located at 586 Main Street in downtown Hyannis on beautiful Cape Cod. Check them out at Tap City Grill. That's grill with an E, tapcitygrill.com.
Ironically, the boob in chief, Brandon, has a solution to the infant formula crisis. More prescription jugs.
Prescription jugs.
White House points fingers. Biden approval hits new low. Gas prices hit new high. White House struggles to address fill in the blank. Nationwide fill in the blank shortage worsens. White House walks back Biden's statement.
Mixed messaging from the White House.
Struggling.
These days, I'm enjoying my time in the sunshine and not in the checkout lines with HelloFresh. They delivered chef-crafted recipes featuring fresh flavors perfect for spring right to my door. The ingredients travel from the farm to my doorstep in under a week, so they always arrive fresh. Their chefs really know how to diversify the menu with seasonal recipes like sweet heat shrimp tempura bowls, garden spinach ricotta ravioli, and one pan cheesy beef tortilla melts. It's really, really a great service, especially with the weather getting warmer. You don't want to be spending time going to the grocery stores and messing around, and with all the mothers looking for a baby formula. Just get your food delivered right to your doorstep once a week. It comes in a box, and you'll be very happy. It usually comes around Tuesdays in this neck of the woods, and you get the box, and you're all set for the week. And it's something you've picked out, and it's always convenient, and it always turns out well. Talk to people who are subscribers to HelloFresh, and they'll tell you HelloFresh knows what they're doing. You can take a chance, and you never have to worry about whether it's going to come out well or whether you're going to like it. Not only do the ingredients come pre-portioned, but HelloFresh makes it easier than ever to get filling meats on your table. in a snap with options like family-friendly, fit and wholesome, quick and easy, and more. You get to pick your favorites from 50 different weekly options. You can try something new and go with an old reliable or whatever. I can even customize the meals to just how I like them by swapping the proteins and sides. You can pay a little extra money and get some of the nice desserts like those macaroon cookies, not macarons, macaroon cookies. Plus, you can skip weeks when you need to, change your delivery date, and update your preferences right from the HelloFresh app. And I'm loving their Mediterranean options, recipes filled with fresh fruits and veggies, nuts and olive oils, and fiber-packed whole grains. HelloFresh meals are so easy to make that I actually look forward to making them each week. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/Howie16 for 16 free meals and 3 free gifts at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
He hasn't quite reached the get off my lawn status, but he's getting pretty close.
You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial 7 digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
By the way, they were sold out on the cheap bastard deal, Brain Peak 9 from Biotech Research. But you can, if you still want to get some, just go to the website, HowieCarrShow.com, and click on the store, and then click on the Brain Peak 9 box, and you'll be taken.
Yeah,
to
there's
the
a link in there. You can enter code Howie once you get to their site and save even more money.
Yeah, so you're not going to get the same deal, but you can save some money if you want to get the Brain Peak 9. And there's also a Southern Airways $200 gift certificates for $100. That's a good deal too. You'll use them this summer. Today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Nan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They've helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If you lived in Pennsylvania, who would you vote for in tomorrow's GOP Senate primary? Kathy Barnett, Dr. Mehmet Oz, or David McCormick?
I think I would vote for Dr. Oz. I'm going to take President Trump's advice.
46% say Dr. Oz, 25% say Kathy Barnett, and 28% say David McCormick.
28%? It's very close. It's, I don't know. It's I go with what the great MAGA King tells me to do, what I'm not sure which candidate to vote for. 844-500-4242. Speaking of parents being riled up about sex in the schools, parents riled up after Montana school hands out questionnaire regarding students' sexual orientation. This was in Missoula, Montana. The questionnaire, according to the NBC station in Missoula, asked questions like 99% of reported rapists are heterosexuals. Why are straights so sexually aggressive? The outlet reported there were 15 questions in total, including when did you choose your sexual orientation? These are for high school students. And quote, who assumes the dominant role and who assumes the passive role in a straight relationship?
Seems very heterophobic.
You know, it does. Did they ask you if you were a breeder? If you're, would you object, if you were heterosexual, would you object to being called a breeder? You notice it's only breeders that are having problems getting baby formula. 844-500-42.
Guess they didn't hear about Zobella.
Yeah, Zobella, yes. Zobella. Maybe we should tweet out something about Zobella. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios,
844-500-4242. Isn't there a story from the Cold War that one of the Russian leaders was being shown around, one of the Soviet leaders was being shown around the U.S.? And this could be in the 80s, too, when Reagan was president. And he said, let's stop and see that at a supermarket. I just want to see what you got in the aisles. And he went in. It was just like in a middle-class, nondescript neighborhood. And they had more stuff on the shelves than you'd find at the Kremlin's store for the ultra apparatchiks. And supposedly this guy, I forget who it was, said he knew that the Soviet Union was all done when an average American store for middle-class people had more in it than the Russian elite stores. But now we're going the way of the Soviet Union. I mean, you know, it's getting to the point where you have to, it helps to know somebody if you have a baby and you need formula. I mean, that's a really bad sign. Boris Yeltsin. Yeah, Boris Yeltsin was the guy who did that, who said that. And he was right. But I mean, what does it tell you that now people are going, do I know somebody who has some connection to a wholesaler? Or do I know somebody who's a manager at a supermarket that can get me in to get there, or a pharmacy that can get me the stuff I need for my kid? It's not good for the society, and it's really not good for Brandon and the Democrats. 844-500-4242. All right, every day I give away $50. Grace gives away $50 to a lucky listener who put in his or her name into our email list. And all you have to do to get entered to win is to go to HowieCarsShow.com, HowieCarsShow.com, and enter your email address on our list, our email list. As long as your name is on there, you can win $50 per day. And it doesn't matter how long you've been entered or how short amount of time you've been on the email list, you're entered to win, and there are no obligations. You just keep your name and email address on the list. And at this time, I'm going to announce today's winner. Can I have some? Dave, you have won. If your name is Dave and your email address is on our list, go to your email, check your messages, and if you've got one from store@HowieCarsShow.com, you have won $50.
I won. The money is mine. I have the money. The money is mine. I got it.
Dave, congrats, Dave. Wherever you are,
you've received one tank of gas, depending on the size of your vehicle.
This contest has been running so long that you could have received two tanks.
This contest has depreciated.
It's like that quarter pounder that's now a quarter ouncer. Or the picture that used to be worth 1,000 words that's only worth 200 words now. But it's still better than a kick in the pants, as I always say. All right, 844-500-4242. Let's play some Brandon cuts here. We'll take some calls, but I want to play a few Brandon cuts. This was Brandon today. We'll do the today cut. This was at the Public Safety Officers Medal of Valor ceremony, and he has a problem with agencies. You know, as he likes to point out, he was in the Senate for 36 years, and he presided over all the hearings and the appropriations for all these agencies, but he still doesn't know their names. Cut 12.
You know, we're also joined by Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco is here, and the Drug Enforcement Agency, Ann Milgram. Where's Ann? Ann's in the back.
Where's the Drug Enforcement Agency? It's the Drug Enforcement Administration.
Ann is the whole Drug Enforcement Agency. She's the whole agency, even
the
though
whole
it's not
agencies?
Exist- yes.
Wow.
It doesn't
Drug Enforcement Agency, Ann Milgram. Where's Ann?
So Ann Milligan shouldn't feel bad because he doesn't know the name of any of the congressmen either. Cut 13.
Today, and Congressman Adriano Espeon, you can call me Bidden. we've known each other so long and I still stumbled. I apologize.
Congressman Espeon. She's very popular on the 4th of July. Espeon. he is very popular on the 4th of July. Cut 14.
How many times have you sat in front of the steps of your house when the city lights have gone out and you turn to your husband or your wife holding your kids and say, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. Go do your job. Go do your job.
The hell is he talking about?
The bat signal? I don't know.
When the lights go down in the city.
Cut 15.
When your loved one puts on that shield and walks out the door each day, every family member dreads the possibility of receiving that phone call.
Every Fran member. I have some people named Fran in my family. I had someone, one's deceased, one's still alive. I guess that's a Fran member in my family, right? Now we have to have the traditional tip of the hat to a union. Cut 16.
I was joined by the president of Fraternal Order of Police, Patrick Gills.
The Fraternal Order of Priests? Didn't know that did they get organized about the same time as Amazon or Starbucks? The Fraternal Order of Priests. Cut 17.
These medals reflect the profound gratitude of our nation.
But do they reflect? He says they reflect.
These medals reflect.
Reflect. Let's play that one earlier, Ruff. This is from Friday about the police chief. Go ahead, cut.
Mayor Mike Duggan and police thief James White.
Police thief. 844-500-4242. Monique, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Monique.
Survey given to the high school students?
Yes.
It's completely inappropriate. It's not necessary, and every student should respond none of your darn business to every one of those questions. That's number one. That's the main point. But I also, maybe, I don't know if I misheard you, or maybe, did you say that the question was, when did you choose your sexual orientation?
I think it was. Let me look at this. Let me look at that story. I think that's what it was. I was just reading an excerpt from it. It's in the New York Post. Let's see if I can find the story. Where is it here? I'll look at it. I'll find it. It was from the NBC affiliate in Montana. We'll see if we can find it, Monique, and find out more about it. That was just a short version of it that I was reading. Let's play a words Biden talking about COVID-19 deaths. This is from yesterday, I guess. Cut 4.
COVID-19, 1 million deaths in America, leaving behind, the estimates indicate, 9 significant family members or other. We'll also look at that empty chair at the kitchen table.
What? 9? What is he talking about?
Opponents of critical. Yeah, this is from Fox. The outlet reported that there were 15 questions in total, including, quote, when did you choose your sexual orientation?
And this is to high school students.
Correct.
Any other questions that we didn't mention?
Who assumes the dominant role? Okay, and who assumes the passive role? Why are straights so sexually aggressive?
Yeah, we're gonna have to ask Zobella that down in Tucson. Okay, cut 5 from Brandon.
The strain and stress of it all is why I continue to be so committed to do more, do better, to keep you safe, to keep our community safe.
That's why I support defund the police. Oh, I don't support defund the police anymore. I supported defund the police 2 years ago, but now I don't. Now I want to do something about, cut 6.
And fund the things we know that work, like crime prevention and community policing.
When was the last time you ever meant to say crime and you said kime? Cut 7.
One of those included ending the opioid epidemic.
Opioid epidemic. You combine the two words. There's a word for that, and I can never remember.
I believe it's spoonerism.
Spoonerism or syllogism? I don't know. I don't remember. Because you know what? Very few people do it. But it's going to become a common word in the English language. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Howie.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I just come out of my cow barn. I don't want to say where my barn is. I don't want to say my business, because I know you live over there in Wellesley. They refer to Swellesley. You'd probably see the, if I said what I owned and what I have to say, you'd be seeing the flames tonight over in Wellesley.
What do you want to say, Paul?
Huh?
What do you want to say?
Well, I have a big farm, and I have a lot of cows, and I inherited it from my family. It's a second generation.
I was a young man when that story started. This message could be important to your health. There may be an antibiotic supply chain shortage soon. If that supply chain were to be cut off, experts predict that our pharmacies could run out of most antibiotics within weeks. Are you prepared if this were to happen? Many common infections can become deadly if not treated by antibiotics. Have you heard of the Jace case? It's a case you can order online that contains 5 life-saving antibiotics prepared to treat infection. Every home needs at least one Jace case to care for yourself and loved ones should the antibiotic supply chain be cut off. Go to jacemedical.com. That's J-A-S-E. jacemedical.com right now and use the code word Howie for $10 off your Jace case. That's code word Howie for $10 off. Jace, J-A-S-E, medical.com. Use code word Howie at checkout. I'm Howie Carr.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
Howie Carr. He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down the toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
Let's play cut number 8 from Dementia Joe at the National Police Peace Officers Memorial.
Expanded eligibility for benefits.
That's important, expanded eligibility. Cut number 3.
We expect you to be drug counselors for the 100,000 overdose deaths that took place this year.
Overdose
deaths.
Did he say deaths?
That's a spoonerism. That's when you transpose a syllable from 2 or more words.
Yeah, a syllogism is something else. It's a philosophical thing. I'm trying to remember the word I'm thinking of, but I can't come up with it because I use it so seldom. I never used it until Brandon became president.
Was it neologism?
I think that's it. Overdose deaths. Can I hear that one more time?
We expect you to be drug counselors for the 100,000 overdose deaths that took place this year.
That's the train. That's the train, Joe. It's taking you to the home.
I thought for certain he was going to bring up Amtrak at the Peace Officers Memorial.
Joey, baby, that's your train.
We got to play at least one more word salad-esque thing here. This is cut 9.
How many police officers have multiple times been put in line and had to do things that they didn't have to think they'd have to do?
Put on lines?
I thought I heard lion.
Let me hear that again.
How many police officers have multiple times been put in line and,
yeah, lion,
and had to do things?
How about put on a leopard? Leopard.
That they didn't
or a tiger.
Have to think they'd have to do.
Or cheetah.
Had to do things they didn't have to think they'd have to do.
Cut one.
I also like to thank the Attorney General, Attorney General Garland.
Attorney General Charnty General Garland. Charnty General Garland.
I also like to thank the Attorney General, Attorney General Garland.
How do you get to Charnity Hall? Practice, brother, practice.
Cut 11.
Day will come when it will bring a smile to your lip. Before it brings a tear to your eyes.
Smile to your lips.
Ever tried to smile with just one of your lips?
Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, smile with one lip is a sneer. And then I'll tell you, oh, my God. You know, at some point in time, listening to that guy, and I know it's great word salad, but the climate culture and everything else, it's like watching someone in an epic fail video do a face plant. You just got to turn the channel. It's just too embarrassing for yourself.
Thank you, Zebra. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, hey, Howie. With the rising cost of fuel oil and so forth, do you think the Republicans in either house will grow a spine and go after the administration for what's going on with the fuel when people are, or will people finally have enough of getting froze out of their homes? And
Pete, what are they going to do? They don't have majorities. They can't call for hearings or anything like that until they get the majority in November, knock on wood.
Right. Yeah, I know. I realize that, but will they then, Howie? If and when?
I hope. I, Pete, I certainly hope so. I mean, this is out of control. I mean, if the price doesn't come down or something doesn't happen, I mean, what are people going to do in the winter if the price of fuel oil is $8 or $9, $10 a gallon? What are they going to do?
Find furniture.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what are they going to do? They're talking now that there may be a baby formula shortage for the entire year. What are parents going to do at that point? I mean, I'm a grandparent, and it's not a dire situation yet. But I'm already, like I said, I was stopping around yesterday and going in places and checking out what they had because I'm worried about the little tyke, you know. And this is stuff people care about. This isn't like it's one thing to not have be able to get, say, fertilizer. I mean, I know people love their lawns to look great, but you can do without fertilizer. But you can't. There's things you can't do without: fuel oil, gasoline, food, baby formula, heat. Thanks, Brandon is coming right up. If you've got something you'd like to thank Brandon for, whether it's overdose deaths or crime prevention or the opioid epidemic, etc. I'm Howie Carr.
One of those included ending the opioid epidemic.